One's Company by Peter Fleming. Read by James Wilby. I always read the agony column of the Times. I was reading it now. It was June the 2nd, 1933. A lovely day. English fields, bright, friendly and checkered, streamed past the window of the Harwich boat train. Downs rose hazily in the distance. England was looking her best. I, on the threshold of exile, found it expedient to ignore her. The advertisement read, "Because it is so uncertain as well as expensive, I must wait and trust." The advertiser was anonymous. I put the paper down. Normally I would have speculated at some length on the circumstances which evoked this cri du cœur. Today I was content to accept it merely as oracular guidance. We were in the same boat, the advertiser and I. As he, or possibly she, pointed out, we must wait and trust. From my typewriter, on the rack opposite, a label dangled, swinging gently to and fro in a deprecating way. "Passenger to Manchuli," said the label. I wished it would keep still. There was something pointed in such suave and regular oscillation. The legend acquired an ironical lilt. "Well, well," said the label, skeptical and patronizing. "Boys will be boys."